This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, it's Wisconsin Life. This week, we'll hear a piece about how trapping remains a way of life for some people, and then we'll talk about the archery deer hunting season.
First, imagine this. It's November 4th. You arrive at the polling station and head to a booth to cast your vote. You look down at the ballot and see a candidate you don't want to vote for, and they don't have a challenger. Or maybe you see a race in which there are two candidates. You don't want to vote for either of them. What do? You probably maybe don't vote in that race, or maybe you write in a candidate.
Well, Wisconsin Senator from Milwaukee, Tim Carpenter, wants to change that by adding a none-of-the-above option to Wisconsin ballots, a way to show the public and the government that you're unhappy with a candidate, even if they don't have a contestant that you like.
And in this fall's elections, that might be particularly relevant. Almost half of all open seats in Wisconsin's legislature have no major party challenger or are completely uncontested. That means of Wisconsin's 116 legislative seats in play, about 55, they're already decided.
Senator Carpenter is himself uncontested this fall and joins us now to make his case. And we'd also like to hear from you on this. Would you like to see this none-of-the-above option on Wisconsin ballots? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Senator, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So why do we need a none-of-the-above option on the ballot?
Well, I've been around politics for 30 years, and I've seen the general decline of our elections. And even though I'm unopposed myself, I feel there's a lot of voter apathy. If you look at Congress, they have approval rating of 10% in our Congress, but yet over 95% of them will get reelected. The stage is kind of rigged for incumbents to run for office. Because the advantages of incumbency, then you throw in money, third-party expenditures, independent expenditures, and a lot of voters don't feel like they have a say in anything. And as you pointed out, more than 50% of the races are unopposed for the state legislature, and I don't think anybody believes that everything's running hunky-dory here in Wisconsin. So it's in a way to measure, allow people to go ahead and register disapproval, or they want better government.
Do you see that as being something that, say, would be reported on election night? You know, say Rob Ferret runs for election, he wins, but he only gets 50% of the vote. The other 50% said none of the above. Is that something that would be, you know, accountable in the media?
I believe so. The first state to have it is Nevada. They started in 1976 after Watergate because they were concerned about voter apathy. And with them, they had eight men on the ballot for the race for governor. I'm happy to report, I guess, that 30% of the vote received was none of the above. The next candidate was at 25%, a gentleman by the name of Robert Goodman, who'd won twice before. So there's a stark example of people were not quite happy with the eight Democratic candidates, and they voted for none of the above. I think that sends a very strong message to the politicians and for people in government. They're not happy. They're not happy with the product they're receiving.
Would anything happen if a candidate did receive an especially strong vote of no confidence?
It would be quite an embarrassment. I'm sure you go into Guinness Book of World Records, and what ends up happening is the candidate who came in second, this Robert Goodman, would go on to get the nomination. But it'd be one of those things that wouldn't be a ringing endorsement, and I would have a gut hunch that Mr. Goodman received the message, and I would almost guarantee you he's not the governor of Nevada.
Well, you yourself are running uncontested, as we said. Do you feel as though this would give you more feedback on the way that you're doing your job?
Oh, yeah. Constantly, since I've been in office, we have regular town hall meetings. We do questionnaires, go door to door, respond to phone calls, things of that nature. And we do that year round. I'm already starting to, I guess you could say, campaign for 2018. But a lot of elected officials don't even do newsletters or town hall meetings or anything of that nature. So politicians have big egos, no doubt about it. But I think it would be good for their egos if they found out, and I'd be certainly willing if someone wanted to not only write in names like Mickey Mouse and things like that, it's only recorded as scattering and it's a small number, but I would definitely would like to have a barometer of saying, okay, a certain percentage of people are not happy with me, and I would go about that and use that as a signal that things have got to change.
Is this going to make people feel better about voting because they get to express, you know, a little bit more of their true opinion, or is it just going to make voting that much more depressing?
Well, democracy's the worst form of government except all others. And in Milwaukee, I went to a baseball game on Saturday, and the Brewers have Hank the dog. I think you know of him.
Oh, yeah.
He received a few write-in votes in a race this past spring. And while it might be a little bit humorous, I think it just goes to show that people have, other than having opinion polls go on about elections, and there's so many of them, but this is actually someone who gives them a reason to show up at the voting booth. And we don't have straight party ticket voting anymore. And people, Wisconsin are notorious ballot splitters. They'll go back and forth and back and forth in the general election to select the candidates they feel most comfortable with. Well, this would be a nice little zinger, I guess you'd say, if you're not happy with either of the major political parties. And I should note that in Nevada, it has been ruled constitutional. The Republican Party in Arizona took it to the federal appeals court, and they were rejected on the grounds that it was unconstitutional. And so it is a constitutional, none of the above approach, and I hope it's coming to a ballot near you soon.
Well, let's see if we can get in a quick call before the news. Johnny is first in Ladysmith. Hi, Johnny.
Yes. I'm just curious, as if you're going to implement a system like this to where someone's unhappy with who you're voting with, who their voice choice of voting for is, what good does it do if it's just another statistic, that there's nothing back behind it, that something will happen? Let's say there's a gentleman that is on the ballot, the only one, and you vote that you're unhappy with the choice or that you're unhappy with him in particular, what good does it do if there's no sort of system set up that something will be done if there's a majority of people that aren't happy with the one person that they have to vote for?
Gotcha. Thank you, Johnny. So Johnny's suggesting here that maybe this option, none of the above, needs a little more teeth in it to make it satisfying or to make it useful. What do you think?
I guess I kind of agree with Johnny. I'm not a big fan of spending unlimited money in campaigns. I don't like the first Buckley v. Vallejo or Citizens United or all the money that's third-party money that's being spent on elections. I feel they're out of control with the candidates themselves or the poor voters. If you turn on your TV, that's all you see are these campaign ads. I'm also in support of those measures of trying to change the way the system is run. But this is a first step, a measurement, and I feel it's quite simple. Everybody can understand. You don't need to get a piece of literature in the mail about none of the above. It's sort of like one of those indicators of dissatisfaction that comes at no cost.
We're speaking right now with Wisconsin Senator from Milwaukee, Tim Carpenter, about his push to add a none-of-the-above option to Wisconsin's ballot. Almost half of the legislative seats in play this fall either have no major party challenger or are completely uncontested. The senator says a none-of-the-above vote would send a message that the public may be unhappy with the politician, even if they don't have a challenger.
And we'd like to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Would you like to see none-of-the-above on your ballot? What would it accomplish? Is there a race in which you would have liked to vote none of the above in the past or this November? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation with Wisconsin Senator from Milwaukee, Tim Carpenter, about his push to add a none-of-the-above option to Wisconsin's ballot. Almost half of the legislative seats in play this fall either have no major party challenger or they're completely uncontested. The senator says a none-of-the-above vote would send a message that the public may be unhappy with the politician, even if they don't have a challenger.
And we'd like to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. What do you think none of the above option would accomplish? Why do you think so many races in Wisconsin are uncontested in the first place? Would this help change that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're going to go to our phone lines now and take a call from Jana in Harbor Springs, Michigan. Hi, Jana.
Hi. I would like to say that I think it's a nice idea that you offer the voters a chance to express themselves, but I think that in general it would be a really bad idea in terms of the way the numbers would come out, because research shows that it is usually the potential Democratic voter that is more easily discouraged from voting. And so in most cases, the Republican runner would win. And as a Democrat, I find that really troubling.
Okay, thank you, Jenna. What do you say to that, Tim?
Well, Jenna, I understand. I'm a Democrat. I was born into the Democratic Party, shall we say. And I understand her concern. The problem also for Democrats is people are getting frustrated, and the more negative campaigns become, fewer Democrats tend to vote. And also this last time around in Wisconsin, the Republicans had passed a redistricting plan, and they made it very polarized that I think of the seats that were done, seats with 55 to 45%, 10% difference is considered non-competitive. And so since 2000, 82% of all the seats in Wisconsin are considered non-competitive. And so while I am concerned about Democratic turnout, and I am a Democrat, I worry about that issue. And I also worry about the polarization that there's no middle ground. They're becoming endangered species, and I don't want them to become extinct. But either you have the far extreme left or the far extreme right. And legislating, that doesn't help us at all. It hinders the process.
We're talking right now with Wisconsin Senator Tim Carpenter from Milwaukee. He's got an idea to put a none-of-the-above option on the ballot so that voters can express their discontent with a candidate, even if that candidate wins, even if that candidate does not have a challenger. This is something that's already in effect in Nevada. Senator Carpenter would like to see it here in Wisconsin. We'll go back to our phones. Jerry joins us now from Menasha. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, I stand 100% behind Senator Carpenter. It's about time we put none of the above on the ballot. People are so disillusioned, they don't feel their voices are being heard anyway. This way, at least their voices would be heard. Everybody's sick and tired of holding their noses, even when you have a non-contested race, and saying, we'll have to vote for the lesser of the two evils. This is a nationwide issue, and I think it's time that enough people said none of the above. It will start to shake up some of these complacent people who are either running unopposed or even if they are running opposed, to realize that they are not representing the best interests of their constituents.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Jerry. And I guess that's what you're looking to do here, Senator Carpenter, shake things up, maybe help politicians stop feeling complacent even if they're running unopposed. Is that what you're going for, what Jerry had to say?
Yep, Jerry's a great thinker. I agree with her. And those are the folks that we're trying to get to register folks so that they can vent their frustration and not give up on the system.
We're going to go next to Bill. Bill is with us in New Berlin. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I got to tell you, I think this whole discussion is nonsense. Every ballot has a place for a write-in candidate. So if they're running on a post or if there's nobody running, write your own name in. That's what I do every time.
Okay, well, thanks, Bill. That's okay. So we've got a line where you can write in your own candidate. Shouldn't that suffice, says Bill, instead of going to all the trouble of a none-of-the-above option?
Well, the Republicans, this past two sessions, they've passed 25, 30 different bills. One of them is, in order for those write-in votes to be counted, the individual has to have registered with the state elections board. So the Republicans, Senator Lasik, has thought of everything to try and neuter opinions. So you may see some scattering, but you won't see any names or anything like that. But none of the above. The intent would be to have it counted. And this way you don't have 20 different names. It's one solid figure, easy to read, none of the above, straightforward, and, you know, no gimmicks. So that's why I feel it's necessary. But I understand what Bill's saying, and that's why the bill has been brought up, because of the loss of write-in votes.
Thank you so much for that call. And you can join us now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Would you like to see a none-of-the-above option on your ballot, or do you think it's not going to be very effective? Something you'd like to see that you think would increase civic participation? 800-642-1234. And we go next to Guy in West Allis. Hi, Guy.
Hi. My idea was that this none of the above thing would be a great option. And if the none of the above was the winner over both candidates, that the next one down would be able to serve their term, but they could not run again. They would have to be a fresh person in that field if they weren't actually the winner over none of the above.
All right. Some interesting thoughts there about how to tweak this a little, Senator Carpenter. What do you think about adding some extra bells and whistles to give this a little bit more real-world oomph to it?
Well, Guy lives in West Allis, and after redistricting, I represent, let's say, the eastern quarter of West Allis. So if he lives in the area east of, let's say, 73rd Street, he's a constituent of mine, and if he wants to show up and vote, either vote against me or write something in. Those are the people I wanted to get to. It's an idea to generate conversation. There can be a lot of amendments that are done to the bill, but I just wanted to use Nevada. And I should say also in Florida, there's an attempt to go ahead and have none of the above. Also, you have two very unpopular candidates, Governor Scott and former Governor Crist. Running, there's a libertarian who's very not well known, and there is discussion in Florida. It'll be too late for the November election about having none of the above in Florida. So I consider it a populist message, something that we need or we should consider.
Senator Carpenter, why do you think there are so many uncontested races here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think because the two-party system, the conditions haven't been right to have a third party create. And with all of this money that's being spent in campaigns, it's absolutely absurd. And people are very frustrated with that. But the legislature itself, the Republicans who have controlled all the branches of government in the 2010 election, went through and rammed a very partisan redistricting plan. And so there are very few people that can run that are in, let's say, marginal seats. So it's kind of a hoax on the voters. I think the voters should elect their elected officials, not elected officials choosing their districts for them to be elected. And unfortunately, this time around, I think you'd have to go back 40, 50 years in Wisconsin that you had one party putting in a reapportionment map that has done this much damage. Otherwise, the courts have stepped in. And I should say, I agree with the Iowa model where you have a nonpartisan group that comes in and draw district boundary lines. I think that would go a long way in gaining people's trusts.
Let's get in one more quick caller here. Tom in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon. I agree with Jerry, Senator Carpenter, and Guy, and redistricting according to strict county lines or, you know, a grid, latitude and longitude, and just, you know, throw out the way that things are now. I would take this a step further. Voting should be mandatory. Hmm. And if you don't vote, you pay a huge fine. That's where we can get our money to finance elections. And none of the above is the best option. If none of the above wins, the candidates who were not selected will not be able to run again.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tom, for your thoughts. Senator Carpenter, lots of ideas on the table here for you to consider as you go forward. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You have a great week now. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Senator Tim Carpenter, we've been talking to. He's wanting to add a none-of-the-above option to the Wisconsin ballot. This fall, almost half of Wisconsin legislative seats in play are either uncontested or have no major party challenger.